We're studying the Bible, and we're studying in 1 Thessalonians. And in 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 12, beginning with verse 11, let's begin with verse 11, where Paul says, "As you know, how we exhorted and comforted and charged every one of you, as a father doth his children, that ye walk worthy of God, who hath called you unto his kingdom and glory." Then I want to skip down and read verse 19 and 20. "For what is our hope, or joy, or crown of rejoicing? Are not even ye in the presence of our Lord Jesus Christ at his coming? For ye are our glory and joy." Paul says that you know very well how I exhorted you, how I encouraged you, and how I charged you as a father does his child. Why does a father encourage his children? So that they will be their best. So that they will have a good life. So that they will have few disappointments. And Paul was caring for these at Thessalonica as a father does his child. He wanted to encourage them. Why did he want to encourage them? Encourage them to do? He wanted to encourage them to walk worthy of God. Why did he want them to walk worthy of the Lord? Well, we read verse 19. Paul says, "What is our hope?" What is my hope for you as my children, if you put it in that context? What is my hope for you as one of my children? My hope for you and my joy and my crown of rejoicing is that you will stand in his presence approved. That you will not be ashamed from before the Lord. The Lord gives us some incentives to walk worthy of him. Let me just say this. If you do not have a fear of the Lord, you will not behave yourself. If you have no fear of God, you will not do what he wants you to do. You won't even find out what he wants you to do. I can't recall ever going to my father or my mother very often and asking them, "What do you want me to do?" I always was told well in advance of what was required of me. But you know what God wants us to do? He wants us to find out what he wants us to do. He did leave us his instructions. He did leave us the Bible that tells us what he wants us to do. And one of the things that we're going to look at this morning is he wants us to walk in a way that is well pleasing to him. And if we don't walk in a way that's pleasing to him, there are consequences to pay. And so we need a fear of the Lord. We need a fear of those consequences. Now, he has called us unto something that is good and desirable. It's good to enter into the coming kingdom of our Lord. It is good to enjoy the presence of the Lord and his glory than to be told to leave. I don't know that I've ever experienced this, but I've I've never been in the habit of crashing a party. I've never crashed a birthday party, but can you imagine going to a birthday party, having not been invited, and then somebody tells you to leave, to get out, you weren't invited? Well, that's what can happen to us if we don't behave ourselves in a way that's well-pleasing to God. He can ask us to leave. Even though we may have tried to bring a real important present. Anyway, He has invited us to His kingdom, and He has invited us to enjoy His glory, and it takes a worthy walk to have these good things as a child of God. Notice that Paul says in verse 11 that he exhorted, he comforted or encouraged, and he charged every one of these in the present tense. He continued to do it while he was with them, and he is writing a letter, and he is reminding them, because when the Greeks read this letter, they read the tenses. They were aware of the tenses of the verbs. It's more obvious to them than it is to us what the tenses of the verbs are. Because when a Greek person read a Greek word, he could see the parsing of that word, and it was significant to them. So these were all done in the present tense. We are to, and we are encouraged to walk worthy of the Lord. How do we do that? Well, first of all, we have to walk in the light. Can you imagine trying to walk in darkness? What happens to someone who walks in darkness? They stump their toe. They fall on their knees because they trip over something they can't see. And so the Lord is asking us to walk in the light. In 1 John 1, in verse 6 and 7, it says, if we ask, or if we say that we have fellowship with Him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses us from all sin. When we are cleansed from sin, it helps us to be walking a worthy walk. And if we're walking in the light, that means we can see not only what's on the floor or what is in the way, but we can see those that we're having fellowship with. We can see the Lord. We can't see Him physically, obviously, but we can see Him in the Word, because that's how we walk in the light. It's the Word of God that gives us light on how to walk. We're not to walk in darkness, because if we walk in darkness, we will stumble. In John 8:12, then Jesus spake again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness. A worthy walk is doing what? Following the Lord. Following Him how? Following His example. The bracelets that a lot of people are wearing today is what would Jesus do? And He left us an example on what to do. Part of the example is suffering for Him. Part of the example is rejection by others. And it's a price to pay. And it says, if we are following Him, we're walking in the light. If we're following Him, following me, you shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of the life. In 1 Thessalonians 4:1, it says, furthermore, then we beseech you, brethren, and exhort you by the Lord Jesus, that as ye have received of us, how ye ought to walk and to please God. And so ye would abound more and more. You never arrive in a worthy walk. There's always room for improvement. And this passage of Scripture here is encouraging us to walk pleasing to God. How do we do that? We walk by faith. 2 Corinthians 5:7, we walk by faith and not by sight. If you're walking by sight, there are times when you're in the dark and there's times when you're in the light. And there's times when you stumble and there's times when you can walk well. But we are to walk by faith. This pleases God. We're to walk in love. We're to love one another. We're to care about each other. Ephesians 5:2. Walk in love as Christ also has loved us and hath given himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savor. What did Jesus do? He gave himself. Last Sunday we reflected upon how Paul gave himself unselfishly to the church at Thessalonica as a nurse who cares for the children. Paul gave him his very life, his very soul for them. He loved them. It's hard to do that without loving someone. And Christ loved us, and he gave himself an offering, a sacrifice. And I think the Lord would expect the same thing from us, that we are an offering and a sacrifice for others. We sacrifice our priorities for others. Ephesians 5:15 says, "See then that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools." Our walk should be careful. There's some places that we should walk, and there's some places that we should not walk. There are some stores that have merchandise in them that we have no business seeing. There are some places that where people are on the street, we don't need to be there. We need to walk. The word circumspectly means that we need to be careful where we walk. I tell you, I had a real experience in this area when I used to do a little spelunking, walking, you know, going down in caves. I did that for a while. And I tell you, you have to be careful where you put your feet. I remember where I was crossing a chasm. I don't know how far down it went because I couldn't see the bottom. But in a cave, you'll find that there is wet spots, and you will get mud on your shoes. And there was only one place to put your foot, and then you sort of lunged across the chasm. And I put the wrong foot on it first. I wasn't very circumspect. I was not very careful. I put the foot down, my left foot on it, when I should have put my right foot. And so when I tried to move my left foot off of the little ledge that I was on, the mud came off too. So when I put my right foot down, it didn't stay. And so I had to jump for the other side. And when I landed over there, my heart was going boom, 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 boom. And my knees were knocking. You know, we need to be careful in our walk. I can't, you know, as I reflect upon what happened to me in this cave, when was the last time when our heart became boom, boom, boom because we almost went the wrong way or our knees were knocking because we were beginning to walk unworthily? We need to be sensitive to our walk with the Lord. And walking circumspectly, not as a fool. You know what a fool says in his heart? There is no God. And when a fool says there's no in his heart there is no God, he walks any way he wants. And if you do that, you're going to fall and hurt yourself and maybe even be fatal. And if we are not walking circumspectly, we are going to be corrupt. We're going to corrupt ourselves. Walking well-pleasing, Colossians 1:10, it says that we might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work. Part of walking with the Lord and being pleasing to Him has to do with helping friends and families, helping mom, helping dad, helping each other, good works, and increasing in the knowledge of God. What does that mean? That means Bible study. knowing and finding out what the Word of God says and what it means. This is part of walking worthy to the Lord and being pleasing to Him. Galatians 5:16 says, "This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh." The easiest thing to do is to walk in a way to fulfill the lust of the flesh. Why is that? Because it feels so good. It's so satisfying to the things, to the flesh, to the things that we can touch. But that's not what we're here for. We're not here to please ourselves. We're here to please God and to help others and encourage other people. Now, we are encouraged to walk in a way pleasing to God and in a worthy manner so that we can enter into what He has called us unto. Again, I remind you in 1 Thessalonians 2:12, it says that you walk worthy of God who hath called you unto His kingdom and glory. Notice that the word walk and the word called are both in the present tense. It's an ongoing thing. Why is that so? I think it's so because we often forget. We forget that we need to walk worthy. We often forget what we have been called unto. We forget the benefits of what it's going to, of what we're going to receive because we have been pleasing to God. That's the reason why Peter says, as long as I'm in this tabernacle, as long as I'm here on the earth, as long as I have breath, and as long as I have a voice, I'm going to stir you up, even though you know this. Why? Because it will be profitable to you and to me. Well, what if we have been called into His kingdom and glory? That's what's in this verse. To be called into His kingdom and glory has to do with ruling and reigning with Christ and in being in the presence of His glory. In 2 Thessalonians 2:14, Paul reminds us that we have been called by His gospel to the obtaining of the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. It's not a free gift. It's not a sure thing. And because it will be received on the basis of a worthy walk. And Paul says, you have been called to obtain the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ through His gospel. 2 Peter 1:3 tells us that we have been called to glory and virtue. According as His divine power hath given us all things pertaining unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of Him that hath called you to glory and virtue. This verse tells me this one thing. He has given us everything that we need for a worthy walk. He is not asking you and I to do something that He is not going to supply the need or what we need to do it. He has given, by His divine power, do you think God's weak? Of course He's not. He is powerful. And He has given us all things pertaining to life and godliness. A godly walk. A walk that honors Him. And this is through knowledge. And this is epinosis, deeper knowledge. This is Bible study knowledge. This is reason why it's important for us to walk worthy of the Lord, unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the epinosis knowledge of God, and who has called us to glory and virtue. In 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 12, it says to Timothy to fight a good fight of faith, lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art called. What are we called unto? Eternal life, or life for the age. That's the same thing as the kingdom. Life for the age. A lot of people want to say that eternal life is salvation, which doesn't make sense when you think about the fact that Timothy is a saved man. He is a servant of the Lord. And here's Paul saying, you fight a good fight and you lay hold on something that's not yours yet. You will get it in that age to come. But you lay hold on it. How do you lay hold on it? Through good works. Through a worthy walk. It's not a free gift or a sure thing. So, and it says, and has professed a good profession among many witnesses. I think that it's important for us to have a good testimony to others. Why do we need a good testimony among many witnesses? That helps us to maintain our good walk. If we're silent and we don't have a good witness among those who appreciate the truth, we have a tendency to slip. 2 Timothy 1:9 says that He saved us and called us with a holy calling. Notice that this calling comes after salvation. The calling is not to be saved, but the calling is to enjoy the coming kingdom and glory of our Lord. And it's a holy calling. And it's according to His own purpose and grace given us in Christ Jesus before the world began. This has to do with the elect. Paul was writing to the elect at Thessalonica. It's the elect that have received this calling before the ages have begun. In Titus 1:2 it says, in hope of eternal life, or life for the age, which God, that cannot lie, promised before the ages began. This life for the age was promised to the elect before the ages began. He had plans and purposes for us, and so therefore we need to be encouraged to walk worthy of Him. We have also been called into the fellowship of His Son, 1 Corinthians 1 and verse 9. God is faithful by whom ye were called unto fellowship of His Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. We've been called into fellowship with Him. And how can we have fellowship with Him if we're not in the light of His Word? And so we've been called unto that. 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 10, it says, but God of all grace, who hath called us unto eternal or age-lasting glory by Jesus Christ, after ye have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, settle you. I think part of the calling has to do with suffering as well. What good is suffering? Well, it will make you complete. It will settle you or establish you. It will strengthen you. And it will settle you. It will, in other words, you won't be on again, off again type thing. How does that go? On again, off again, Hennigan, Finnegan? I don't know. I need to learn that poem someday because I use that expression. Believers today are on one week and off the next. They're on one day and off the next. They're not consistent, and we need to be consistent, and part of suffering provides that for us. Another thing that we need to do is we need to make our calling and election sure. Now, this doesn't have to do with salvation. This has to do with a worthy walk. How do we make our calling and election sure? It has to do with a worthy walk. The worthy walk has to do with adding to our faith virtue and patience and temperance, and there's a list of that, a list of those things in 1 Peter chapter 1. And notice that in Revelation chapter 3, oh, by the way, if we make our calling and election sure, we will have an abundant entrance into His kingdom. And we want that. Revelation chapter 3, verses 4 and 5, Paul is writing to the church of Sardis, and he says, thou hast a few names in Sardis, which have not defiled their garments, and they shall walk with me in white, for they are worthy. Notice that it says, thou hast a few names. Not many in the church at Sardis, but a few. They will walk with me in white because they're worthy. When will they walk with the Lord? They'll walk with him in his coming kingdom. And in Matthew chapter 22, verse 14, it says, many are called, but few are chosen. It's the few in Sardis. And what are those few doing? Well, they are not defiling their garments. They are not getting them soiled by misbehaving, doing those things what the Father says don't do. They are known as overcomers in verse 5. He that overcometh, the same shall be clothed in white raiment, and I will not blot his name out of the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. That's the blessing of a worthy walk. Revelation 16 and verse 15 tells us, behold, I come as a thief. Blessed is he that watcheth and keepeth his garments, lest he walk naked and they see his shame. You can have white raiment, or you can have no raiment. You can keep your garment and be clothed, and you can watch and keep your garments, or you can walk naked. Notice that it's walking naked, not streaking, walking. And that's pretty shameful. So, we have a choice to walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, or we can walk according to our own desires and our own pleasures. Ephesians 4:1 tells us, I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you, I exhort you, that you walk worthy of the calling wherewith ye are called. A worthy walk will be worth it if we will be faithful in following that calling. May the Lord help us to be stirred to walk worthy of God who hath called us unto His kingdom and glory. Shall we look to the Lord in a word of prayer? Father, we just thank You for Your Word. We thank You for its exhortations. We pray, Father, that You would bless the Word to each of our hearts and lives. May we be encouraged to walk worthy of Thee and to be found well-pleasing to You and to hear, well done, thou good and faithful servant. And enter into the joy of the Lord. For it's in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ we pray. Amen.